You're listening to Madiba's Radio.
Opula pule Madiba's Radio.
Utelerije Madiba's Radio.
Potecha deza Madiba Radio.
Omametse Madiba's Radio.
Akalise na Madiba's Radio.
Lalele I Madiba's Radio.
Lalele Madiba's Radio.
Niko checheredza Madiba's Radio.
Uregije Madiba's Radio.
You're listening to Madiba's Radio, opening up the way for you to be heard.
Hello, what's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? Molweni bethuna, and welcome to the Madiba Tribe podcast.
It's yet another podcast here at Madiba's Radio where we connect, inform, and engage.
And of course, namhlanje we're engaging with you because it's yet another episode of great vibes, great conversations.
Right.
Every time, begeli bege, right?
Who are we speaking to? Like, who are you? Please introduce yourself.
We
haven't been here in a while. Who are you? Who's speaking? Exactly.
Mamelani betune gama ding ongeziwa kana kumba. I am Onke Joy, the lady of talk. I am here every episode with the ever so gorgeous ladies. Namhlanje ngiphethe uKelly. Mola sis.
Hi sis, kunjani? Ndiphila kwesikunjani?
Ngiyaphila.
And of course I am Uyamkela Xatyana, but Miss Yams X to you.
How has it been, like, your day? How has your day been?
I think it's been such a lovely day. Mm-hmm. I've been calm the whole day, of which it's not like me. But then I've been so calm today. It's actually surprising. How has your day been? No, why?
My day has been great.
Yeah.
It has been awesome.
And it's such a good weather, and I'm glad.
Yeah, we are she's. I can't wait to fully isamingene and blossom because what do you mean? I want to be in my shorts already. I want to show legs, let them burn.
I wouldn't say I wanted to, you know. And if you nam ni samayas,
go back. Are you the
We're going
I love
to burn. We're going to burn.
No, umhlophe. Usually, someone who's like a lighter, like in skin color, then there's us who are dark in color.
Yeah,
chisilanga because they'll attract apparently.
But nonetheless, let's get into it. Let's get into the business of the day.
But actually, umhlanje, it is another week, and there's different moods for each
the week.
Yes. And namhlanje, I am very excited. I'm really happy because last weekend I met Osis Unati
Ngai
at this gala dinner we had at this
at Metro Rays, right? Yes, I do.
So,
see.
So, she gave me a book, La Payana, Diake, a memoir, Eti, I Keep Learning, released in 2019, co-author Yake Ngukabumo. If we haven't read that book, please go for it because it has so much.
Where can we find the book?
You can, oh, MG, I'm not going to go here personally.
Personal, but okay.
I'm sure you can check up on the maybe Google it. Google it is available.
Okay.
But my take for which actually set my mood for this week is on page 113 of the book.
All right. What's 113 about?
It goes like this. Oti, I want every girl to find purpose and know that she's unique and there is power in that uniqueness. I want every girl to know that she can have it all and make a significant contribution to the world and that all her dreams can come true. I want her to know that she does not have to be all out on the gram because she's seeking validation. I want her to know that she's so much more than that. I want her to own her mind and know that when they say she's intimidating, it is they who feel intimidated by her. When they say she's too loud, that she's merely because it is merely because they cannot hear their own voices clearly. That when they say this is unbecoming behavior for a woman, that it is because they wish they could express themselves as liberally as her. Most of all, I want every girl to know that she is enough.
Oh, that's very powerful.
Very beautiful. Also,
that's very powerful and beautiful.
So you are enough. Love yourself. Pour into your cup. Speak nice to you. Speak nice to yourself, lady out there. Love yourself and just be yourself each and every day.
Show up as who you are every day.
Every day, be
authentic. You don't have to show up as someone
you.
Else.
People out there just want you as you are. They don't have to try to fit in. And
you don't have to try hard.
Don't have to try hard. And also one thing I took out from her this weekend is that sometimes you just have to let especially roots to work. Everyone is a flower, and the theme of the event was seed of greatness. So the seed, plant one, But there is a time for the roots to work. People just see a plant, iba a plant, and there's this flower and it's nice.
Yes.
But they don't see the process.
Where it actually stemmed, yes.
So in everyone who wants to blossom and be this great thing, just understand that you're a flower that can blossom and be something, and a flower,
and it takes time.
But there is a time, exactly, there is a time where you gotta allow the roots to work.
Mm-hmm.
And that time, I bonong about it, it's where you put in the work, you put in the resilience, when you push yourself,
nurture
when
you yourself.
Take, yeah, so when you take all this criticism and try to use fundisa now, and like she says, I keep learning, be always willing to learn.
Yes.
And then yonke la process leads to you being the plant, a blossom that everyone loves, that everyone looks up to, that shines, and like, oh, don't give up on yourself.
Yeah, don't give up on yourself, definitely.
And okay, you're not the only one who crashes out, apparently. God, okay.
God, as okay. I think it chance na chance, really? Nagas and crash out.
And yes, those crash out moments are actually real. We were like, oh, and the yega yonke into.
Yeah.
The yega yonke into.
After you crash out, you're like, let me lock it.
Let me lock it.
Let me lock it.
Let's just hope that Uji Mashekho is also going to lock it, because he actually crashed out in a mm-hmm. video that he posted on social media and actually caused a stir
mm-hmm.
where he was ranting about being stranded in Nigeria and calling out this big artist.
Right.
It was the whole thing. It's trending.
On the headlines.
On headlines, I'm telling you. So, Utiana, he was stranded in Nigeria, which is West Africa.
Mm-hmm.
He was mentioning Uguti, he was not getting money from the hit song that he made with DJ Maphorisa.
Okay, I didn't expect that.
Didn't?
Yeah, I didn't expect that. But continue, ma'am. I really didn't.
You didn't expect that he's not getting paid.
Yeah, he's not getting paid
out of the song.
Yeah, I didn't even know he's included in the song.
It always
happens. Let alone know him. But yeah,
it happens. It happens. There's these big songs.
Umzekelo,
mm-hmm. there's one on the topic that Lady Ama was also included lapaya in one of the posts, and then she did a video. Where she was actually explaining what even Yena, she never got a cent on a Amba Jubala.
See?
So it happens. It's basically the industry.
And this Spiri Maroon thing has Maphorisa in it.
And Maphorisa has been in the headlines for that.
And we do know what Maphorisa has been trending about. We did see the Something Soweto saga.
Yeah.
So it's not really surprising.
It's not really surprising
that he's included in it.
So Mashekho continued Kesana Payana on that live and that video, calling out all the industry heavyweights. They treated him wrong on the trip.
Mm-hmm.
He was wronged. And also his well-being just raised concerns amongst the RAE fans. What is he okay? Because he was demanding also answers, or because we were demanding answers actually. But what actually happened
right.
on the trip? Because
a lot happened.
He was really crashing hard.
And Uyang Stana, who bought a new Mercedes AMG yesterday, continues to mock Tebogo G. Mashekho by changing his profile picture to a screenshot pic from Mashekho's video showing him crying while stranded in Nigeria.
And Galogu Uyang Stana
That's
was,
a bit insensitive. It's not even a bit, it's insensitive of him to do so.
Kakhulu, which is like, I mean, I think badlalangalama artist at the same time.
Yeah, the small artists, the one that have not yet been, you know.
That's my honest opinion. And ngiyongokuya ngicingisubana ingathi bona they've never been in the same situation.
Nabo baqale phayana.
Baqale phana. Because now youngstana comes to defend Maphorisa, esithi bana hayi understand this whole thing, why this guy wants money. Kanjani ba am defend umuntu when they're crying for help.
And there were many allegations even so before that, even before the story.
But at least he's safe, according to the Pretoria-based producer and DJ.
Okay,
DJ
that's
Gary.
Good.
He did say he's safe. Because my main concern is that you are in Nigeria.
You?
How are you going to get back? How are you going to get back to Selan in Red Bull Balege? Take wings or something. But again, remember the life that Maphorisa once had? A city, that's how I led the game. Remember?
How can I hali? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, bona. And again, he was not sort of denying the allegations because mm-hmm. I don't know this.
Yeah, I don't know Google.
I talked to Allah video, but it should, this was not denying the allegations. This is how I learned the game, which gives me an idea. Okay, fine. When you learned the game this way, and it was a hard way because it's wrong. But when it was the same thing to the other young artists, instead of being like, I'm going to do better.
Exactly. Be a mentor to the others.
And do better. But yeah, now you know, I'm not going to be able to do
better. I'm not going to be because that's his money.
I'm not going to be able to do better. Coming with a lot of guns, which a lot of people like, is he saying these things about Zenza and Pela? Or he was just making fun, or he was just bitter over what is happening to him or what happened to him. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we are just hoping Utinje, this 23 years old artist, Uzaba right to Semnani Gakulu.
Yeah, and he's still very young.
We just hope Uzaba right because also Ushebeshit once came with these allegations against Maporita.
Yo, Maporita. This one time.
But yeah, Wakuluma Gangane. And then Watula, which was like, hey, maybe I'm back.
Yeah.
Is the one who's known for, hey, I'm going to go.
But anyway, let's get into the Helen Zille heated interview with Anele Dota Masondo.
Yay!
There was an interview that was conducted at 947 FM by Anele Masondo with Helen Zille.
At the 947 Breakfast Club,
yes,
right?
Yes. There was an interview there which took to the social media streets and there was a lot of comments on it. There's a lot that was said on the interview and there is a lot that was said by the listeners. Right.
Hey, and there's a lot said by Anele and also Helen as well.
They ate each other up. I believe they ate each other up.
Hey, that was something else, man. That was we're not expecting that. But also, it's almost in the universities, it's the election season.
Yeah.
2026, we're electing. So,
on the 26th. Fighting upon each other. Fighting against each other.
Well, for those who don't know Helen Zille here, she is the ex or former mayor of Cape Town, right? And now she is now running for Uba mayor at the city of Johannesburg for the 2026 elections. Which is like, girl, are you sure? Because now Usis Anele brought up something you would see. Black people do not actually trust Helen to better their lives.
Yes.
And they don't, but I'm a black person as well.
Yes, we are black people.
We as black people, let's just say it like that. Mm-hmm. We as black people do not really, might be against or be concerned about her running for mayor, and that she believes Wuti, as much as she could be qualified to occupy also the position as a mayor, she has the qualifications. But black people might struggle actually to really see her making decisions that are going to be of interest of improving the quality of black people's lives.
And it was even mentioned on Twitter, of which Helen Geute, Utita is not a voter's role. Which is true. Twitter is indeed not a voter's role. But people from Twitter did mention that, does Helen have the interests of black people at heart? You know?
It raises a lot of cards.
Yeah.
See, we can turn the racism card at that.
And recently, there's been a lot of racism that has been going on.
Yeah, we could turn that card. We could turn Uguba trustworthy as politicians as well, in them being honest and genuine in their positions. Are they really there to do what they promised to do for the citizens, or they are just there for their own personal
benefits?
Mm-hmm. Those cards need to be really considered when we are electing these people, because they are the people who are making decisions that are going to impact us as the way we live.
When are we voting again?
In 2026. It's not yet out in date. I think in May 2026, around that time.
2026?
2026 election.
As in like the national elections?
Yes.
Really?
Because now she's candidating, she's running for a position as a mayor in the upcoming 2026 elections.
I so hope we can do better. I so hope we can put people in charge. people that know what they need to be in charge for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And another thing that is also putting Mama Helen Zille on the spotlight is that she's 74 years old. She's old. Doesn't she consider retiring and sitting down?
Yeah, why not at your rest?
Because she was previously faced for not giving younger candidates an opportunity.
See? Yeah,
so this whole conversation really got heated between the presenter and also the politician, which is something I love at the same time, because mm-hmm. I personally love it, seeing politicians and getting the spotlight, getting the hot seat, getting questioned, because I think when it's the election season, they always come to these shows for the magazines, the newspapers, for them to just be praised for all the work they do, which they don't do. They sell us the propaganda, make promises on these platforms,
but never deliver.
They never deliver, and they are hardly account for things they do or things they have done before the elections.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it's election season, they just take, we are going to do this, we are going to do that. We are gonna.
But yet never do that.
Yeah, but
they fail to deliver service and whatever.
Yeah, but so it's nice to see them getting such, it's a start, I could say, getting a politician, getting sitting at the hot seat and getting questioned. But also in her responses, Helen Bane, when Anel, when were you elected as the spokesperson for black people? You weren't. Now, I'm not speaking for white people, and you shouldn't speak for black
people. That was a valid point, though. Mm. That was a valid point, because she indeed is not speaking for the white people. But Anela was also not speaking for the black people, but rather making valid points, points that are not made known to the public.
But I don't want to lie. It really was an eye opener on both sides.
Yeah.
For politicians to start introspecting, before running for this
campaigning and doing all that.
As introspecting, what have I done? And really, if I'm given this position, will I be honest? Will I do what is due to me, what I'm supposed to do? And also for as Aneleena, as a presenter,
mm-hmm.
for me, she did her job. She had to question. She had to ask all these questions. Although it did get heated again.
Yeah.
It got to that point where she also, Mama Helen, saw that it took it as an insult, because she did say, DA is corrupt, but not as corrupt as ANC. And Uzile took it as an insult. And as a presenter, you don't want to make your guest feel that way at the same time.
But at the same time, she cannot be opinionated about how corrupt the ANC is. And when we are opinionated about how the DA operates, because the DA even itself has a bit of corruption, when we speak about that, she takes it as an insult.
Yeah,
so she cannot be like that. Yeah, she got all emotional and defensive.
Sis Anele mentioned there's going to be a collaboration with the 947 and then the DA. So, she must not feel insulted. She must be able to account and answer all these questions.
But my question is, how are they working with the ANC regards to the G? Is it the GNU? How are they working with the ANC when she deems the ANC to be that corrupt, yet their collaboration?
Be able to work together.
Yeah.
It's a thing that I think politicians or them, they
would
can,
like to answer. Yeah, we'd like to hear that from them.
From
how
them,
are they collaborating?
The horse's mouth. Mm-hmm. But yeah, yo, kuningi.
Yeah, kuningi. It's a lot.
South has a lot of drama. But okay, one thing that is so special about us is the fact that we are a diverse country.
Mm-hmm.
We are one country that has a lot of tribes, societies, and different, heritage.
And we're nearing heritage. It's almost
heritage.
It's a heritage
month. And this Thursday, which is tomorrow, is the Heritage Day. And heritage isn't just about where we come from. It's also about what we're creating right now.
Yes.
It's about what we're creating right now. And Gengoku.
And we ought to celebrate as the nation in different themes and styles. That's us.
Today. So, and really, gang, Mpela, what we are creating right now is our heritage, is our future, which could be the history. Sasa, and history could be part of our heritage.
Can we please be reminded of what heritage is? What is heritage?
Do you mind reminding us?
Okay. Let me tell you what heritage is.
Tell me more about
news. Yes. Okay. Just say it. So, a heritage refers to the customs, traditions, and values, as well as the cultural expressions passed down from previous generations. Right? It encompasses tangible assets like the monuments, artifacts, and landscapes, as well as intangible elements like your language, music, and social practices.
Yeah.
It's more like a treasured family heirloom. Yabon? That's how it has been passed down.
Yeah.
And think of it as a rich tapestry woven from the threads of our past, connecting us to our ancestors and shaping our identity. Leading us to our main question for today.
Yeah.
Right? So our main question is, do you think our generation is redefining heritage through music, fashion, and lifestyle? Or are we losing the real meaning behind it?
Tricky.
Are we losing or are we redefining? What's your take? Itini opinion yako?
I think it's a 50-50 thing. There's a part of losing the real meaning behind heritage. At the same time, we are celebrating heritage using the current lifestyle, current fashion we have, current music. But I don't think we are at the same time. I don't think we are really losing it. But we are moving with the heritage now.
We are moving with times, basically.
Moving time with times. That's all. That's what I can say. Like, you know, there's this song that is currently... such songs, yeah, they are sort of still nala element of a culture, but we still use it to, you know, to fit in. There's that modern Maskandi. There's not Maskandi. There's this guys that used to dance for a Maskandi, but use the current dance moves.
Those three guys, I know them from TikTok.
They're still celebrating heritage or
but modernizing
culture,
it.
But modernizing it, yes. Yeah, but, and also even fashion here too. It's modern tradition.
But I'm not in full support of the
modern.
The modern garments and all that. Why can't we stick to the traditional garments and all?
But it's 2005 and not 2025.
Yeah, it is 2025.
It's my Gen Z and you want to look cool in it. But we still want to celebrate who I am, but I still want to look cool.
Guys, you know, for me, I feel like answering the question, for me, I feel like we're losing it. Okay. Now heritage is all about vibes, like you mentioning it, but we want to look cool.
Yeah.
We've lost the plot now.
Yeah.
We've lost the plot. Why can't we remember back in primary when it was said it's heritage? We would dress up and all that. And we would celebrate heritage in a cultured manner. We are born. Goku, it's like it's for vibes.
But
just
for
looking
me,
pretty.
I think we're born like a perspective yet to go one. If you go back to maybe primary, primary, could say also high school, they still do like that.
Yeah, they still do it.
Yeah, but but now umdala, mau yagu event, you go to a traditional, you're gonna wanna put your heel, you're gonna wanna look smart. So you're gonna put and listen, you're gonna put in the modern tradition. It's not really lost. Yeah, born a big home. If you go back home,
Back home.
They still do it like that.
Yeah, back home they do
they
it like
that. They still do it like that.
Certainly.
And then now we're in the city now. In the city, which is life is fast. Life is about the modern lifestyle. But still, we still want to celebrate heritage.
Of which,
so we are celebrating heritage yet. While in the city. The best way we can at the moment.
While in the city, we adapt as Zindo Zalab and take it back to the homes. Of which, hence, I'm saying, I could write in Yanland.
But we're still celebrating heritage.
I even saw a clip of this old grandfathers. They were saying, clock it. I'm like, we've really lost it. We've really lost the plot, again.
Yeah, that one took me off.
Yo, why?
I think we are just moving with the times, but also not forgetting who
we
are. Because you're not
times.
Forgetting who you are. Go to Mkhosa.
Oh, some have forgotten.
But like, some don't know their clan names.
Yeah, their clan names.
But like, but at least they know where they come from.
Identity is very important.
They still dress up. So I think we are sort of redefining and also celebrating heritage through the lifestyle yangogu and the music yangogu through the fashion. You get a mau, mau and get on stage and perform. Gucci. It has that element. Gucci is like the bag, the lavish luxury bag.
Mm-hmm.
But by far yangogu to the heritage sort of culture, by ulenge ngo maya maskani.
Yeah.
And when she performs, like a fagi as an ozamaping or something like that.
No, she wear
modern clothes, but at the same time, they get to dance and celebrate with Mamazulu. So they're not forgetting at the same time who they are, but also redefining it and sort of moving with the times and making a living out of it at the same time. So I think it's a 50-50 thing.
We're both losing it and we're both redefining it.
Maybe in the long run, we could entirely really lose it.
Lose it, that's where it's going. Yes, that is where it's going. We are going like this, going down.
Yeah, well, that's where it's going.
Economy-wise, cultural-wise, going down.
I could say also, and I am Kelu, but I think when someone is too much heritage orientated, or somebody who just out of the blue loves dressing up in their traditional.
Yeah, when you too cultural orientated. Those are my favorite. Those are my kind of people.
It's like the society has a sort of way of being.
There's a stigma.
There's something wrong with them.
Nothing wrong with you. It's just you celebrating your identity and where you come from.
Yeah, every day and embracing it each and every day and wherever you are. So there's still the part of losing a part of you. That, and also it's only when it's the traditional events, your wedding, your umgidi, or your heritage day, where you can fully embrace who you are,
your cultural side,
show your cultural side. When just
on a random day,
it's we happy.
Why can't we?
Yeah, well, that's where I could say we are losing the real meaning, and I could say we are
behind
losing
the African theme.
Yeah,
and culture basically.
Yeah, well, and as much as, and I'm just gonna touch on it. When we're talking about heritage and talk about culture, there's this thing of the African, let's say African culture now.
Mm-hmm.
we don't wanna accept Abantu ba African. Now we're turning the xenophobia card, where we're supposed to celebrate and embrace each other and love each other. Gutsi, we are one continent,
it's hard
to do that. Yeah, but at the same time, Lapo, we are celebrating culture and celebrating our diversity. And as South Africa now, we're supposed to be able to accept abantu. You go, okay, there are regulations, there are rules which the law is going to focus on. Where it's okay, umelunge nge passport, bene license, all of that. That's the law. But Tina, now, when uhlala nawe kanje umuntu, why is it hard for you? Why are you putting the stigma and not accepting it? Oh, umuntu omnyama lo,
ofana. We're all Africans, but we are very welcoming to European people.
Yeah.
To the other white people that come from the other side, we are very welcoming to those people.
Let's say at the Donkin Park.
Yeah, Donkin Park.
There's usually tourists. When you come to tourists, it's like, hey, it's a thing for, but when it's just another black person walking there, or it's hard to really acknowledge and, you know, show love or something like that. But here we are. We're celebrating
heritage.
We're celebrating our culture. We're celebrating the knowledge,
the diversity,
the love that we have been shared with generation to generation. Mm-hmm. We are celebrating our music, celebrating the fashion, the lifestyle.
The theme and everything.
And everything. Yeah, and it's big ups, though. It's big ups.
Yeah, big ups.
But it's Heritage Day. What will you be doing after this?
I want to dress up. take a few pictures, celebrate in style. Yeah. And game like one today style, today style.
I can tomine style.
And today style, today style.
Tomine style.
Bear to man, today style. So yeah, I wanna celebrate in style. What will you be up to?
And the halal tattoo bag, man.
Hi.
Do you chill like a
but tonight, someone come save me.
Not the heritage. Can you heritage now? You see, Gego was.
Nasen funa ozabang Mrs. Tatiana.
I come to free. But honestly, I'm really, really excited. I think I'll just also dress up.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take pictures, of course.
Yeah.
But mostly on the day, I want to go to the cafeteria Zagwa Yemim.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to the cafeteria Zagwa Yemim because they're celebrating Heritage Day in style. Listen, this Heritage Day, they are coming together to celebrate our rich South African heritage through food, culture, and unity. But the menu is mnand. Yes, Anna, there are special heritage menu highlights.
Okay. Can I fill you in?
Please.
Traditional.
Because Ndoma now, and she...
Why not? I'll be your side purse.
Please.
But anyway, they do have the traditional braai favorites, hearty local dishes, freshly baked fed kook ngamakwinyege ango, and samosas, as well as the sweet heritage treats. Let's embrace our diversity, on our traditions, and enjoy the flavors that make South Africa unique.
So, ndiyakuxelela ke sana, you also sit bambane nawe kweza cafeteria. Across all catering venues, could be your food trucks, could be your cafeteria, it could be
all cafeterias across all campuses.
All campuses, yonke lento kudla kwekutya kwe heritage kube kukhona. I hope bana umngqusho.
Mangxabe ndizotsho ndibethe emlonyeni.
Umngqusho.
Ndifuna umngqusho. Oh, nembotyi. Oh, nembotyi. Straight up.
But that's one thing I also love because we are away from home.
Yazi enye into endihlala ndiyirhalela ngulusu. Ulusu. Tribe. Direct translation, tribe. Ulusu.
We are away from home, which is like sad for especially people who come from Limpopo,
faraway places,
So now Konye Yem is doing this special edition to sort of remind you of home, celebrate your own heritage. If you are a vendor, your vendor food will be there.
Will be there.
Your petty traditional food will be there. Sotus love pap.
But pap is actually nice. I really like it.
I love pap. I know how to cook it. It's my favorite meal.
I try.
anything in a mili mili, I have to say.
Yes, anything in a mili mili is not my thing. But I would say anything in a mili mili, I can't
cook
do
your rice manzi.
Let me teach you. Allow me to teach you.
Mili mili, I'm gonna honey.
Opposites attracting each other.
But it's time to say
goodbye. This is such a great episode.
Yeah, it has been a great episode. But one thing, and the thing is the fact that the year is over also.
Yo?
After this 25th September, it's going to be October. October is exam season.
Exam preparation season.
It's your assessment weeks. You are submitting stress.
Oh, guys. Already.
And now it's time to sort of now center yourself and also who's funny now. But don't let anyone be in the end of the world.
And in this routine, you need to be reminded that by bendizo, up bendizo funda up.
And
it's not all of our vibes. Kona
abantu who accounting works till we finish this degree.
Feels like a dream.
It's nerve wracking. I don't feel like it's like what are you saying? It's exciting and it's. It feels like a dream.
Yeah, it feels like a dream.
I don't feel now. I don't know. I'm never gonna feel. Bruh, I think when you at this point where you're like finishing, then you realize what's how pelu 3 years.
It's all said and done.
Said and done. Two. Okay, now you're done. What's next?
What's
baby
the
girl?
Next step?
Are you gonna find work?
Oh.
And. I was from Sebenzi. We final year last term. You need to with preparation and first day do all this volunteering. Your try to get experience.
Yeah, so, as much as you can.
So with your like what Tata Mushoshi once said just that last week. He was mentioning Guti. Find something to do in university. Don't just know your library, your room walls, your letter hall.
But guys, sishai.
No.
Sishai.
You're going to need to find work. And umsebenzi, you only go for my umsebenzi, you're going to experience, you're going to get knowledge. But you're going to get out of your comfort zone. Come out of that box you're putting yourself in.
You know, it's very hard to actually get out of your comfort zone.
It's hard, but also if you try, if you're a fool now, you can do it. You can do it. There's so many people, I know Promise, my friend. Promise is really shy. Promise, when I first met her, she was like, shy. Hey, bro, Promise entered for a choir, auditioned for a choir, got into the finalist. Why, auditioned, shortlist. Oh, Promise auditioned for the Drama Society. Just last week, they were doing a disability, don't know, play.
Yeah.
She was part of that.
See?
I'm like, girl!
Is this you?
She's studying nursing. She has to communicate, talk to patients. Yeah, but she's as far as she is, she's able to unbox herself and know, she has to do something. So I think we are full now.
we can learn a lot from Promise.
Yeah, Promise to me if you're listening. This is yours. Give her flowers.
Yes, she
is. So I think if you can, just push yourself, man. Just try to push yourself, especially if you're in second year, first year. Even in your final year, you can still, it's not late but for next year. Try to push yourself, man. Try to do something. Yeah. Find what interests you. There's a lot happening here.
And for Tilendu,
because if you're Yigi Moss, what I mean is there's a lot of things to do in university. Sporting codes, there's so many departments, so many societies, so many offices, so many it's huge.
You can join sports, you can join radio.
Out of the university, the city is wide, the city is broad. You can do so much. There's some things that if don't even need you to speak, like producing. Can just write a script and give it to the Diva Tribe.
Yes,
host.
I was thinking to myself, I could have done that.
You know?
Where?
And I'm doing script writing, majoring in that. I write scripts, create films.
See?
About pre-production, don't even need to speak. Doesn't need you to speak. Just be focused on your PC, write a film.
But even this radio thing, I think I love it. Because we speak amongst ourselves. Yeah. I come to Sponayo.
And I love stages more.
I love stages more.
But I love radio. I love radio.
This is for me, Shem. This is for me.
Give me a mic. Give me lights. Give me
what
camera.
What about abantu ke ngokubonke bajengekwe? Like, there's literally a bunch of people that are all looking at you.
The last stage I was in was the Mr. and Miss PSA 2025, hosting with the fire. The light was in my face. I can't even see properly the people here, but I know they're looking at me. So you just have to do it.
So you don't even have stage fright.
But you're gonna keep running. We have to give it moving. So you just have to put aside this stage fright. These people are just people like you. Think out of the box. If you're what can you say? Be in the room. Read the room and serve the room.
One person would never do that.
It takes a lot because everyone's looking at you.
Let's wrap it up. It's been a great episode, been a great show, as usual.
Yeah, always great conversations. We have you sorted. Mna igama ndingongeziwa kanakumba. I am Onge Joy, the joy, the lady of talk. Catch me on the socials on Instagram. I am Onge Joy _ TikTok. I am Onge _ Joy. Facebook, Onge Joy. Sencho, yonke ndawo. Just Onge Joy.
And of course, I am Uyamkela Xatyana, but Miss Yams X to you. Instagram, Yams X. Facebook, Uyamkela Xatyana. TikTok, Yams X. That's where you can find me.
And of course, Madiba's radio podcast. It's where we connect, inform, and engage with you. And Diba Drive sure engages with you in great conversations, great vibes, every day and every time. Make sure to tune in next time. Bye.
Bye.
What's up? It's Coolie Chana.
How many more licks will it take till I get to this Senegada? Cause I've been at this for the past 18 years.
Yo, this is your boy Ricky Rich.
Oh, I love it. Oh, I said, oh, 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 I love a Zulu girl. Damn, I love a Zulu girl. Yeah, I said, damn.
Yo, what up? This is Questa. Thank God. Too short and good. I got my all the stars. I feel them all the hits. You let up, this is, you let up, Madiba's Radio.